إنما التوبة, the repentance, على الله, that is accepted by Allah, للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة, is only for those who do wrong in ignorance or carelessness. ثم يتوبون من قريب, and then repent soon after. إنما التوبة, indeed the tawbah, which tawbah? Meaning the tawbah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts. Many people do tawbah, many people repent, but whose tawbah does Allah accept? إنما التوبة على الله, upon Allah, meaning Allah will definitely accept the tawbah of this person. Which person? لِلَّذِينَ, it is for those people who يَعْمَلُونَ السوء, they do the سوء. What does the سوء refer to? Any wrong action, any act of disobedience, any ma'asi. And سوء, سَاءَ يَسُوءُ, literally is that which makes a person sad. So the sin has been called سوء. Why? Because of its evil consequences. So it is for those people who commit the evil, meaning who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who commit a wrong action, whether it is zina and any type of fahisha, any kind of wrong action, but how do they commit it? Bijahalatin, out of ignorance, with ignorance. Bijahalatin, jahala, as you know, is from jim halam, jahal. And what does jahal mean? Jahala also means ignorance, and it's the opposite of ilm. What does ilm mean? Knowledge. And there are different types of ignorance. The first is that a person does not have knowledge. Lack of knowledge. He's la ilm. He doesn't have any idea. So he is ignorant. The second type of ignorance is that a person is unacquainted with reality, meaning he has wrong information. For instance, one is that you don't know that a particular person exists. You don't know that they even exist. That is what? The first level, la ilm. The second is that you have wrong information. For example, you know about that person, but you think that they have a name that is not actually theirs, or they do something that they don't actually do. What is that? Incorrect information. That is also ignorance, because you're unaware of the reality. And the third is that when a person ignores to act upon the knowledge that he has, when a person does not do amal upon their ilm, he may have information, but he doesn't act upon it. That knowledge has not been internalized. He doesn't act upon that knowledge. So in that case, this person is also in a state of ignorance. So those people who commit su, who commit the sin out of jahala, what does it mean by this? First of all, some have said that this means that they commit sin out of ignorance of the sin. Meaning, they don't know that that act is actually a crime, that that act is actually forbidden. Like for example, a person doesn't know that zina is forbidden, is haram. A person doesn't know that, you know, let's say, lying or not speaking the truth or breaking promises, and these things are something that is haram. He doesn't know. He's a newly converted Muslim. He doesn't have any idea. So this is what? He's committing the sin out of ignorance. However, some scholars disagree, because they say that a person who doesn't know, he's not blameworthy. A person who doesn't know and he does something wrong, he's not blameworthy, because he didn't know. So then what does it mean by jahala? What it means by jahala is safaha, foolishness. What foolishness? That ignorance at that particular time. A person knows from before, but in that situation he is overcome by emotion, and he forgets what he learned. Does it happen? We learn about so many things, and the very same day we go and do the exact opposite. Why? Because we're overcome by emotion sometimes, and we don't think. Like for instance, we learned about Al-Kazimin Al-Ghayz Wal-Afina An-Nas. We go home and we have a fight with someone, and then afterwards we're like, oh my God, what did I just do? Why did you do it? Out of jahala, out of safaha, not being able to implement that knowledge. Why? Because of being overwhelmed by emotion. What does this show? That a person, no matter how educated he is, no matter how knowledgeable he is, if he's not acting upon that knowledge, what does it mean? He's still jahil. He's still ignorant. So those people who commit su out of jahala, ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ, and then they repent from near. Meaning as soon as they realize they repent immediately. Like, one is that do something wrong out of forgetfulness, out of ignorance, out of being overcome by emotion, and after a few moments you realize and you say, no, but I did that already, I can't change it now, I showed my anger, why should I apologize? I have to prove myself. Is that tawbah min qareeb? No. What is tawbah min qareeb? That as soon as you realize, oh my God, you open up your book, your juz, and you read the translation, wal kazimina, and those who suppress al-ghayza, the anger, then you remember. So as soon as qareeb, meaning as soon as you realize, you repent, you do tawbah. This is the tawbah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts. What? That a person commits the wrong action by mistake, unknowingly, without realization, out of forgetfulness. And then as soon as he realizes, he repents. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. They don't delay repentance. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Then such people, Allah turns in mercy to them. Allah accepts their repentance. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah is ever alim, and He is also hakeem. He is knowing of what you have done, and He is hakeem in how He deals with the person. What do we learn from this ayah? The obligation of hastening to tawbah. That as soon as a person realizes that he has done something wrong, immediately what should he do? Tawbah and istighfar. Because if a person persists on a sin and he delays tawbah, then his persistence turns that small sin into a major sin. A small sin, a minor sin, it becomes equivalent to a major sin if a person knowingly persists on it and does not repent. So if there is a small sin and a person keeps doing it, he doesn't repent from it, he knows that what he's doing is actually something wrong, and he delays repentance, then that small sin is equivalent to a major sin. So what does this ayah teach us? That we must hasten to tawbah, repentance. Also we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about all of the sins that we commit, because He is alim and He is hakeem. Whether these sins are minor or major, whether they are done in front of people or they are done behind closed doors, whether they are done physically by a person in his active social life, or it is done on a social network online in a virtual world, any sin that a person commits, whatever type, whatever kind, wherever, however serious, Allah is alim, He is aware of that sin. And with regards to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alim, alim is from root letters ayn lam mim. And what does ilm mean? What is knowledge? Idraku shay' ala ma huwa alayhi. It is to perceive something as it is. To perceive something as it is. To know something as it is. To have the understanding of something as it is. This is what ilm is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. How? That first of all, His ilm is ilmul kamil. His ilm is absolute and complete. Such knowledge that was not preceded by ignorance. He has such knowledge that was not preceded by ignorance. Meaning there was never a time in which Allah was unaware of something. And it is such knowledge that does not suffer from nisyan. That does not suffer from forgetfulness. Musa alayhi salam, what did he say? Ilmuha inda Rabbi. That its knowledge is with my Lord, fi kitabin, in book, la yadillu rabbi wa la yansa. My Lord, He never makes a mistake, nor does He forget. So the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is first of all ilmul kamil. It is absolute, it is complete, it was neither preceded by ignorance, nor does it suffer from forgetfulness or any error. Secondly, the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ilmul shamil. Ash-shamil. What does that mean? That it's all inclusive, it's comprehensive, meaning it includes everything. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. Allah has encompassed all things in knowledge. And we learn in Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 59, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. He has the mafatih, the keys of the unseen, none knows of them except He. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And He knows what happens in the land and in the sea. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. And not a leaf falls except that He knows about it. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. And nor any grain in the darkness of the earth. وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ and nothing wet or dry except that it is in a clear record. What does it show? That the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes everything. Nothing at all is left out. It is all inclusive. So, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا Allah is alim. He always had ilm. He has ilm. He will always know. And you are included in his ilm. Every action of yours is included in his ilm. So, he knows if you're committing something out of jahala or not. And he knows if you're repenting min qareeb or if you are delaying the repentance. Allah knows. So at the end of the day, who should a person fear? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because many times, we stop sinning, we stop committing something out of the fear of people, out of embarrassment before people. But we should be shy of Allah first. And He is alim, and He is also hakim. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ But repentance is not. Meaning, repentance is not accepted. From who? لِلَّذِينَ For those people who يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ Who commit سَيِّئَاتِ Sayyi'at is a plural of sayyi'ah. Notice in the previous ayah, as-su was mentioned. Over here, sayyi'at is mentioned. Because someone who, out of jahala, when he does su, he will do it only once. Or he will do only one thing. But a person who is committing sins out of transgression, that he doesn't care, then what happens? He doesn't just commit one wrong deed, but he ends up committing many, many wrong deeds. So, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ Who commit الذُّنُوبُ Who commit many sins again and again, different types, and who persist on their sins, حَتَّى until إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ Until death reaches one of them, قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ He says, indeed, I repent now. What does الآن mean? Now. It's a time between present and future. I repent right now. This kind of tawbah is not accepted. Why? Because this tawbah is not sincere tawbah, is not real tawbah. It is tawbah darura. It is tawbah out of necessity. Why? Because this person has been forced into repentance. And a person who is forced into something, then his action is not valid. How is he forced into repentance? Because of death. When he sees the angel of death, when he sees the punishment, he says, okay, now I repent. He has been forced to repent. And a person who commits an action out of compulsion, out of coercion, that action is not valid. It does not carry any weight. So, حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبُتُ الْآنِ He says, I repent now. Such repentance is not accepted. And such was the repentance of Fir'aun. As we learn in Surah Yunus, Ayah 90, he said, I believe that أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلِ That I believe that there is no deity except that in whom the children of Israel believe in. وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And I am of those people who submit to Allah. So such tawbah is not acceptable. When a person does tawbah, at the last moment, at the moment of death. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, Ayah 99 and 100, we learn, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتِ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا Until when death comes to one of them, he says, My Lord, send me back, that I might do righteousness in that which I left behind. That a person today is doing good all his life, and at the time of death, what does he say? Give me more time. What is the response? No. You're not going to be sent back. This is only a word that he is saying, meaning he doesn't actually mean it. This does not carry any weight. So such tawbah is not accepted. Similarly, وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ And nor of those people who die, وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ While they are disbelievers. So a person who dies as a disbeliever and he doesn't even repent at that time, even his repentance is not going to be accepted. Because such a person who dies as a disbeliever, when will he repent? Maybe on the Day of Judgment, upon seeing the punishment. Maybe in the grave, when he suffers the punishment, then he will repent. So even this tawbah is not accepted. أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمًا For such people, we have prepared for them a painful punishment. What do we learn from this ayah? That Allah has given us time. Allah has given us health. He has given us life. So we should constantly engage in tawbah and istighfar. We should constantly do tawbah and istighfar. And we need to constantly analyze ourselves, our actions, our mistakes, our faults, and we need to accept them. Sometimes, if a sin that we committed has been concealed, we forget about it. And we think that we don't need to seek forgiveness for it. The fact is that it is written. It is written. And you need tawbah, you need istighfar. You need the afu of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wipe it off. So, while a person has been given time, while he is still breathing, what should he do? Use these moments, use these breaths to do istighfar. To repent to Allah. And not delay, not wait till the last moment. What are some of the conditions of tawbah? First of all, ikhlas, sincerity. That a person does tawbah out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah. That he really means it. Secondly, nadam, regret. Meaning regret over the sin that the person has committed. Because sometimes if a person thinks, no, what I did was right. Even if he does tawbah, it doesn't carry any weight. Like for instance, if there is a fight between two people, and the other says, sorry, what does the other say? Sorry is just a word. It doesn't mean anything. Why? Because you don't mean anything. You're not sincere. Why? Because you're not regretful over what you've done. So another condition of repentance is nadam, regret. Thirdly, that a person must leave the sin. He must not repeat it. He must not intend to do it. Fourthly, that a person should do islah. A person should do islah. And what does islah include? That if there is a punishment, he needs to take that punishment. If there is a kafara, he needs to pay the kafara. If he was unjust towards someone, he took their right, he took their share, then what does islah include? That he must return their share to them. And also, another condition is that a person must never return to the sin again. And obviously, it has to be before death. So we see that in these two ayat, there are four types of people who do tawbah. First of all, the one who repents immediately, min qareeb. The one who repents immediately, min qareeb. What happens to their tawbah? It is accepted. The second is, those people who delay doing tawbah, they procrastinate. Meaning they don't repent min qareeb. So what's going to happen to them? It is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether He wishes to accept their repentance or not. It is up to Him. Like for example, if there is a person, they're sleeping at night, and they're sleeping through Fajr. Now one is that the person wakes up like 15 minutes after the Fajr time, and the person says, Astaghfirullah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and he gets up immediately and he prays. This was out of jahala. And the other is that a person says, oh, I've missed it anyway. Might as well sleep for 2 more hours and then I'll pray. This is what? Delaying the tawbah. This is delaying the repentance. So in that case, it is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether he accepts the repentance or not. Because if a person is really sincere, what is he going to do? He's going to repent immediately. If it was really a sin that was committed out of jahala, then he's going to yatubu min qareeb. Immediately, as soon as he realizes, he's going to jump up and repent. He's not going to stay there in bed lying down. No, he's going to get up and do something immediately. The third type of repentance is of those people who do tawbah at the time of death. What happens to their tawbah? Rejected. The fourth is of those people who do not do tawbah and they die in that state. They never repent. They die in the state of kufr. So their tawbah is also rejected. Let's listen to the recitation of these two ayahs.
إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما.
Considering this, is there any room for committing sin deliberately? Is there? No. Because it is those people who commit sin out of jahala, out of ignorance. Either they don't know, or the more stronger opinion is that out of being overcome by emotion, out of forgetfulness, out of negligence, because they were sleeping, they weren't careful, they weren't awake, they weren't alert. That is why they committed. Now, if a person consciously, deliberately does something wrong, then what about him? So we all need to check that, what is it that I know I must do? What is it that I know I must do and I'm still not doing? And what is it that I know I should not be doing and I'm still doing? Because if a person is not even at the stage of tawbah, one is to leave the sin and then you do tawbah. This is talking about tawbah. So if I'm still stuck there, not leaving the sin, then where am I? What do I expect? Allah is tawwab and rahim. Towards who? Those people who repent. Not those people who persistently continue in their sin without repenting. If you look at it, inheritance was mentioned, then zina was mentioned, then tawbah was mentioned. What's the connection between inheritance and zina? When there's zina, what happens? Lineage gets affected. And obviously, inheritance is related to that. You inherit based on lineage, based on relationship. And then after zina, what is mentioned? Tawbah. That if you've committed even this sin in the past, and Allah has concealed it for you, and you've sincerely repented min qareeb, then hope for Allah's mercy. Hope for Allah's forgiveness.